Now, I would like to have you meet each of our guests. Do you all know each other very well?
Yeah, we've met before. Okay. We've met over the summers.
So, sometimes we make an assumption that you must know each other because you're all part of the same program, but I'm glad you know each other already. I'll let you introduce yourself, maybe indicate your age, the grade you're in, and if you've got shout-outs, it's the perfect time to do it. You may not, but Sarah, why don't we start with you?
I'm Sarah Winnikoff. I'm in 11th grade at Pittsburgh Kappa High School, and I've been there since 6th grade, and I study literary arts, and I want to give a shout-out to my younger sister, Rosie, if she's listening to this, because she's amazing, and I love her so much.
How old is she?
She's 11, and she's in 6th grade at Sterrett.
I'm Mia Fritz. I go to Pine Ridgeland High School, and I'm currently a senior.
I'm Ava Miller. I'm also a senior, and I go to Plum Senior High, and I want to shout out my mom, dad, and brother and say I love them and thanks for supporting me.
What's your brother's name?
My brother's name's Alex.
And Mia, any shout-outs you wanted to give?
I guess just my family, my mom for bringing me down here, and yeah, my family's always been really supportive of, like, everything I want to do.
So this program is amazing. Every time I think about it, I am just so glad that we have it here. It's called the Hillman Academy, and it gives you all a chance to do some real-world research. Can you three talk a little bit about what you've been doing during the school year? Maybe first we'll just talk generally about the program, then we'll talk about your individual projects.
Okay, so this program is, I think it's very cool. I think we're all in the YES program, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the YES program is a year-long program. Over the summer, we work basically a 9-to-5 over the course of 6 weeks. Seven weeks. Thank you, guys. And we research in many different types of labs. Most of them are studying cancer, but some are studying other things. And then during the school year, we work with our, like, head coordinators, Stephen Jones and David Boone, and we host programs around Pittsburgh. We meet monthly and we talk about outreach and how we can help the kids who are transitioning into the program next summer, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I had a great experience. These two have done 2 summers. I've only done my first, so I'll be doing it again this upcoming summer. And yeah, through the school year, it's just monthly meetings, and they encourage you to do, like, different volunteer opportunities and, like, participate in science fairs and stuff, just to get your research out there and talk about Hillman.
It's really fun. I helped volunteer for a suture workshop we had earlier this school year at the Assembly Building, and there were a bunch of students from different schools who came and plastic surgeons from Pittsburgh who helped lead them and show them how to suture on plastic.
Wow. That's just fascinating to me that that would be the topic of a workshop. Now, did each of you have one or more people in a lab mentoring you? Let's talk about each of your experiences because I think the projects are going to be fascinating. Why don't we start with you, Ava? Do you want to talk about your mentor and what you did?
Yeah, so I loved my lab. I was in Dr. Aird's lab. She has, since this last summer, gone to Philadelphia, and she now works at the Wistar Institute at Penn. But my mentor this last summer was Dr. Naveen Kumar Tengudu, and the summer before it was Dr. Amadine Almerich. Both summers, I looked at ovarian cancer, specifically high-grade serous ovarian carcinoma, and then the subtype epithelial ovarian cancer. ovarian cancer is a really very aggressive cancer. It's very deadly. And often that is because it will quickly become chemo-resistant. So the past two summers, I looked at why things might be chemo-resistant and how to work around that, other therapy types. This past summer, I looked at iron within the cell. There's a pool of active iron in our cells, and it can kind of work like TNT or dynamite. And you can use something called a ferroptosis, or an iron-dependent cell death pathway inducer, to explode those cells, which sounds great because you could use it to treat cancer. But that can also hurt your general and your regular cells. I was helping prove that cells that overproduce the oncogene, cyclin E1, are cells that can be treated with ferroptosis inducers, and it can kill the cell without harming healthy cells.
And if you're able to move away from chemo, you don't have the problem of cancer cells becoming resistant to being treated by chemo. So that's the whole idea. That's fascinating. How do you do you do experiments? What's a typical experiment like?
I ran a lot of Western blot experiments. I was looking for changes in the protein level of the protein that creates iron within the cell. And day to day, I could probably get one full one done. So that's running the experiment and then prepping to run the experiment the next day. It deals with cell samples and chemiluminescence. I work in a dark room sometimes. We have cold rooms. I'll have to do experiments in the cold room. Like, it's very cool. I do really enjoy that part of it too. And then the other part that honestly I personally enjoy just as much, but I know not everyone does, is analyzing the data. So once we've like processed it with chemiluminescence, we can look at it and we can analyze changes in protein level, and then we can start to make theories and put things together and hypothesize on what might be causing this, or if it's enough evidence to prove or disprove a hypothesis.
I'm just thinking through how exciting it must be
to do
that kind of work. And you seem really confident about it. Now, you've had 3 years of this. Am I right, Ava?
Yeah. So this 2026 year would be my third year, and then two full summers of work.
And how did you feel at the very beginning? Do you remember?
Yes, I do remember, and I did not feel this confident. I owe my confidence now to a lot of making mistakes and then just moving on and doing the experiment again, and then also to, again, the amazing people in my lab who never faulted me for a mistake. My very first days, almost 3 years ago now, I was so nervous, and I felt like I was in so far over my head. I was reading articles by like the NIH, and I felt like I was Googling every other word because I was like, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. And now, yeah, I do feel like a little bit more confident.
I suspect you have thought about what you're going to do after graduation. It's not too far away. You're the class of 2026 at Plum. Senior high school. What are your plans?
Well, I haven't picked a college yet. I probably won't till maybe right before decision day. But I know that I am exploring biotech, so like the intersection between machines, engineering, and biology.
Keep them guessing in terms of where you're going to school. You've got plenty of time. Let's next, turn to another old-timer here. Mia, you've had about the same amount of time. Am I right about that?
No, Sarah has.
Oh.
Yeah, I've only been for
one
summer.
I'm misreading my notes here. So, Sarah, you've had how many years
now? Yeah, the same as her. I've had two summers and two school years. Well, this is my second school year. And this past summer, I was in a wet lab because I turned 16, so I was allowed to. And it was really great. I worked at the Vision site at the Mercy Eye Institute. And my mentors were Drs. John Ash and Drs. Connie Podolinsky. And we worked in a retinal degeneration lab. And it was actually trying to look at treatments, possible treatments, for different diseases that cause people to go blind. So our treatments were using different... So we use this treatment called leukemia inhibitory factor, and my mentor would inject it into different mice in their retinas and see how it would induce the response to help the eyes repair the damage to their neural cells, the photoreceptors in their eyes, and to look at how that could apply eventually to humans and translate.
That's incredible to think about. So something like diabetic retinopathy.
Age-related macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa. The list goes on. There's all these different types of mutations that can happen in the eye that affect people, and it's really debilitating to their lives, and it basically, and sometimes it gives them like tunnel vision, sometimes they can't see at all, and we're trying to find treatments to help slow those processes down so that we can improve their vision and overall quality of life. So
I've always been a little curious about the injection process. My dad used to get treatment for macular degeneration, and the eye injections can be painful, but they were really important. Has there been any talk about other ways to administer treatment?
I know. So I actually didn't do the injections on the mice. My mentor did, and the research I did was more like what she said about the Western blots and analyzing the response of different proteins in the eye to see, like, would it affect these cytokines and help the eye repair. And so modeling that, like, really helped me understand, would this even help at all? Like, is this any difference than just, like, the natural resiliency that occurs when your cells are damaged? And I know that a lot of other labs were also looking at different treatments, and I know, like, for certain diseases, they are trying to find, like, ways to slow it down, whether it's, like, through eye droplets, or a lot of it is prevention and management, even just, like, your overall health can be a huge protective factor for going blind.
Even starting much, much younger before the onset of any kind of disease, and I didn't mean to throw you a curveball. I was just curious. I guess if you come up with more effective treatments and fewer injections, that's one way of minimizing it too. Now, you're 16 and are currently in 11th grade.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about, it's interesting, you're a literary arts major, mm-hmm. yet you're also involved in the science program, which is great. A lot of people have multiple passions like that. I know you have to be passionate if you're at Kappa studying literary arts. Do you know what you might like to do when you graduate?
Yes. I really would like to study neuroscience and eventually become a neurosurgeon. And I also want to double major in creative writing as well as neuroscience when I go to college. And both, I think science and research and writing require so much creativity and so much, like, perseverance, because you keep having to try over and over again and find new solutions to things and figure out problems in your head. And one reason I was at the Vision site this past summer was because I'm really interested in how the brain works and how the nervous system works. And the retina is actually an extension of the brain. It's part of your nervous system. And these, like, the way our brains work are extremely involved with our vision And if we lose, like if the retinal ganglion cells, for example, die, it affects so much more than just your vision. It could affect your sleep cycle. It could affect the way you think about things, your thought, your memories, and everything.
I'm curious, and then in a moment we're going to talk with Mia about her project. How did this change you? Do you remember, just like Ava said, you remember your first experience when you got involved with the program and what it was like compared to the person you are now?
It was very transformative for me because before this, I had never worked in a lab before. I had never gotten to be so trusted with all these materials that we have to do. And I never had the opportunity to work one-on-one with such like renowned scientists and get so specialized. So I feel like it's really helped me understand what it's like to be a researcher and what it's like to do real experiments and to fail over and over and over again and just keep learning from your mistakes. And just, I loved the connections I could make, and I loved going to lab meetings and just like all of it and being so involved and understanding the process of things. And they were eventually gonna publish an article. And so I know that this was all leading up to helping other labs across the country or in other countries also be able to do this research and to help people. So wasn't it just helping one lab? It was helping like an entire population of people suffering from these diseases.
So you had a lot of impact in what you did. If you're just joining us, what these three women have in common is they are all part of the UPMC Hillman Cancer Center Academy. This is a program that every summer, including this summer, accepts 70 to 80 students. It is free to all local students. There are also stipends available, food vouchers, bus passes. I'll give you a link where you can learn more about the program. After completing the program, you can be placed in a lab where you can work well, as part of the program, but during the school year, there are opportunities too. So, Mia, what did you do?
So, my mentor was Dr. Esney. I was at Children's Hospital, and my research was on pancreatic cancer and its progression. So, kind of like both of them, I was looking at a specific protein. It was STATHMIN-1, and a lot of my research involved doing like immunofluorescence staining on different tissue samples from mice. So yeah, it was a lot of fun, and it's just not something that you would really ever have an opportunity to do at such a young age.
And how does that relate to the goal of either curing or preventing pancreatic cancer?
So STMN1, the protein that we were looking at, deals with like cell proliferation, and it's like in the cell cycle. So kind of seeing how it progressed throughout different stages of cancer. So like we had mice that had pancreatic injury induced, and then at specific ages, we looked at their pancreases and used that tissue. So we could kind of see if in certain cells, so like there's acinar cells or pannin lesions or tumors, and you could see how the STMN1 was expressed in each of those, which kind of helps with, which could help in the future with diagnosis of pancreatic cancer and catching it earlier on.
Now, you've had one summer and then one school year experience. How's what's change have you seen in yourself?
At the beginning, it was just, I didn't even know what to expect. Kind of like Ava said, the first week, it was just a lot of reading different articles and other people's research on it and just trying to get even like a basis or a ground to stand on to do the research, because in each of these labs, they're studying something so specific. Like, it's not just cancer. It's not just something like a broad topic. It's within that, and then within that, there's more things. So you kind of have to get just like a ground to be able to stand on. And before that, it was just so confusing. Like Ava said, I was looking up every single word, like asking my mentor about a million questions a day. And everyone around me was so supportive about it. And my mentor was so willing to help, which was amazing.
Do you know what you might like to do after you graduate?
I am also like Ava. I probably will not decide until right before decision day. But I want to be pre-med and then bioengineering major. And I hope to become a surgeon in the future is the goal.
Now, you still have time to be part of this incredible experience. The deadline for application is February 15th at 11:59 p.m., so you have until midnight on the 15th. The program runs June 15th through July 31st, and hillmanacademy.upmc.com is where you can find information. And as long as you are over 15 or over, I think would be right, you can apply, and you should have an interest in STEM, biomedicine, computer science, or research. And I know that Hillman Academy would love to hear from you if you've got any interest in that, and if you're that age, or if you're an adult with access to students that age. I have one more question, but did any of you have anything you would like to say that I didn't give you space to say?
I think you did a great job giving us space to talk, but I think I speak for all of us when I say that if you're nervous about applying to the Hillman Academy or really just applying to anything in STEM or that whole like ecosystem of science and math and engineering because you don't feel like you have the background, I can promise you at the Hillman Academy and STEM at large, you will find mentors and you will find people, and they will be more than happy to help you progress on your journey. And I think what this has taught me about looking at all the opportunities in front of me for the rest of my life is that none of them are too hard or too scary if you're willing to ask questions and apply yourself and be wrong sometimes and accept responsibility. And yeah, if you're nervous at all, I'd say don't be. Try applying. It could be an amazing experience. It could really open a door up to something you'd really enjoy.
Thanks, Ava. Either of you?
Yeah, to add on to that, David Boone and Stephen Jones are some of the kindest people, genuinely, I've met. And they are so great at leading this program and helping you out if you need anything or need resources during the school year or you're applying to colleges and have questions. So just trust, like, this program will help guide you to wherever you want to be, and they will be there for years to come.
Yeah, with that, like, the Hillman Cancer Center, one of the things that I appreciated most about it is that within the program, there are, about 8 different sites, and each of those are led by mentors. I was in surgery site. It had 2 mentors, and so beyond just your personal lab mentor, you also have like graduate students in your lab. And then beyond that, you have your site heads. And beyond that, you have David Boone and Stephen Jones, who are all super amazing and genuinely, like Sarah said, are super kind people and always willing to sit down and talk with you, or you can have one-on-one meetings if you're struggling to understand things. And I know my site did weekly meetings to present your research just to a small group of, like, just your peers, whoever else is in your site. And that was super, super helpful in understanding what you were learning that week.
Thank you. to Sarah and Mia, respectively. You also answered my question, which was just to kind of sum up how you would encourage people to consider applying. A note just coming in from a woman with a degree in chemical engineering who says hats off to you. And I hope you'll keep in touch so we can see how your lives continue to evolve. And I think Hillman Cancer Academy, I know you feel fortunate to have them in your life. I think they feel the same way about each of you. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.